I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Work.
Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congratulations for your excellent decision making. You are tuned into the show that teaches the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive on time, putting yourself out there too. And on top of all that, we need a huge dose of personal initiative. You know what that is? Personal initiative is what makes a person a go-getter. You ever know somebody who's just a go-getter? They have personal initiative. That means the impetus to go and make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. You're going to get all of that by listening to this show right here. This is the Work On Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations again on being here. You're in for a treat. This is your first ever episode. I don't know what took you so long to get here, but you're here now. Make sure you go back and listen to all the old stuff. But let's get into today's topic first. Well, to stop asking permission. Today's topic is to stop asking permission. Now, there are times in life, there are going to be some times where you do have to ask permission. I mean, if you don't want to take your mom or dad's car when you're not supposed to, and then something happens to it, and then you get in trouble. You may have to ask, I don't know. There are situations in life where you're going to have to ask permission. But I'm saying in a general sense, stop asking permission so much in life. And I mean, it's not only in a literal, hey, is it okay if I, but also in the figurative. In other words, stop waiting for other people to tell you it's okay. Stop waiting for the green light. You don't have to always float a trial balloon to see what people are going to think of something before you actually do it, or before you become it, or before you make moves to actually have it or achieve it or accomplish it or live it. Stop asking permission so much in life. I remember I was working at Bally Total Fitness, the gym, in 2005 in Philadelphia, and there was this girl who worked there named Kelly. And Kelly was a really good salesperson. She was a manager at the time. I wasn't the manager at the time. I was one of the best salespeople there. Kelly was probably the best salesperson there. And she, as a manager, we had three managers, and we had all these salespeople. And the way that things worked at that time working at Bally, I don't know if Bally's even still in business. I know a lot of their gyms been converted to LA Fitnesses. But the way it worked at that time at Bally was, if, let's say, I'm in a tour, we called it a tour, because if someone came into the gym, a person, civilian, came in and wanted to see the gym, they were interested in possibly joining, you would give them a tour of the gym. So it'd be like, okay, Dre is on tour right now because he's showing Mr. Johnson around the gym. So I would give a person a tour of the gym, and I'm talking to them while I'm showing them around the gym, showing them the equipment, telling them the things that I knew. I had this whole presentation in my mind. I had this same presentation I could do over and over and over again. Anybody want to see the gym, I would take them the exact same route, show them the same things, ask the same questions, and get the answers. Then we would sit down in a room with a computer, and I would basically show them the memberships that we offered and try to close them on buying a membership. And this is the way things would work. If I was sitting with someone and they were hesitant to close, they wouldn't close. Close means agree to buy the membership, sign up as a member of the gym, and give me their credit card or debit card so we can get that membership in, which would get me a stat and it would also get me a commission. This is the very reason I was at work, was to close people on becoming members of the gym. That was it. That was how I made money. If someone was hesitant to close for whatever reason, they said, well, the membership costs too much, or I need to talk to my wife, or I need to talk to my husband, or let me think about it, or let me look at this gym and that gym and that gym, and then I'm going to make a decision amongst all these gyms that I look at. If for whatever reason the person did not close, our job, and this was a requirement of us, our salespeople, was to go get one of the managers. And if it was a manager who was on tour and they couldn't close a person, they would go get a different manager, or they would go get anybody. Because remember, the civilian doesn't know who's the manager. They just know it's another person coming in the room who's supposedly an authority figure who knows more than the first person knew. I was to go get a manager and have the manager come in as the quote unquote expert, even though they had the same piece of information, and they would try to close this person whom I had been unable to close. On this particular day, I remember it was a white guy who was looking at the gym. I showed him the gym. We were talking about the memberships, and he was hesitant. He was saying, well, you know, I got to talk to my wife about it. I don't know yet. Let me think about it. All the normal excuses that people would give. So I said, okay, well, give me a moment. Let me go grab my manager. Let's see what my manager can do that maybe help us get you into this gym today. And the guy said, okay, because the way that I phrased it was like, okay, maybe the manager is going to offer something that I hadn't offered, even though that wasn't true at all. But anyway, I went and get the manager, and this happened to be Kelly, because we had about four different managers working all the time. Kelly happened to be there, and I would go get Kelly because she was actually new at one point, and I just wanted to see what she did, because she had a reputation as being a great salesperson. So I said, let me see what Kelly's about, what makes her so great. So Kelly comes into the room, and this guy is there, and Kelly basically takes over the conversation. I'm not saying anything. I just introduce Kelly. She starts talking because I brought her in there to talk, and she says to the guy, hey, do you like the gym? You see everything you need? You see yourself using this gym? Well, what stopped me from becoming a member? And the guy said, well, I need to talk to my wife. And Kelly said what I couldn't have said to this guy, and she said it in a way that I don't think I'm even capable of saying then or even now. She said, well, you have to ask permission. And the way she said it, and Kelly is like this bleach blonde white girl, valley girl type. I don't think she's from the valley because this is in Philadelphia, but she's had a certain energy about her that the way she said it, I couldn't have said that to that guy. The way that she said it to him, she was like, you got to ask permission. And she kind of giggled a little bit as she said it, and completely clowned this guy. This guy was completely clowned, owned, whatever phrase you use when somebody's just, you can tell that someone's kind of embarrassed, even though it was only the three of us in the room, and none of us knew, we didn't know him and he didn't know us, but you could tell that he was embarrassed because she had basically taken his quote unquote objection and just made it look really stupid. You're a man and you're saying you need to get permission from your wife before you join the gym. But let's remember what the objective was. The objective was for this guy to join the gym. Because if he didn't join the gym, none of us made any money. All we did was just had spent 30 minutes of our workday talking to someone who did not become a member. So we didn't make ourselves any money. This guy did not sign up. He did not become a member of the gym. But I always remembered that exchange just because it was so funny. The way that she just threw it right back at him. And I had never seen any of the managers do that before. She took the very thing he was using as an objection. Because at that time, what they would teach us is when someone gives an objection, to overcome the objection. Whatever the objection is, here's what you say when they say this. If they say this, you say this. All these ways to overcome the objections that people would offer us. Kelly didn't try to overcome the objection. She took the objection. It's kind of like if someone passed the ball to you and said, hey, this is the objection. They throw you the ball, you catch it, and you just take the ball and throw it right back at them. Like, yo, I'm not even going to try to overcome the fact that you passed me this ball. I'm just going to pass it back to you. Are you really telling me that you got to get permission from your wife before you join the gym? That's not what he said. He said, I need to talk to my wife. But she reframed it as saying, oh, you have to get permission. And it's a really good persuasion point, basically making this guy look dumb. And I don't think And I don't even know if he looked dumb, because again, it was only the three of us in the room. Nobody else knew about this conversation, but I could tell he was kind of embarrassed because she kind of touched on his pride. Like, yo, you're a man. You got to get permission from your wife to work out and join the gym. Why wouldn't she want you to? He ended up not joining. But again, I always remembered that conversation just because of the way that she said it and the fact that she said you have to ask permission. And that's what we're talking about here today, is for you to stop asking permission. Let's get right into our points now that I've introduced you to Kelly and the situation from Bally Total Fitness. Number one. Leaders, if you consider yourself or you plan on becoming a leader at any time in life, understand that leaders are decision makers. That's the purpose of appointing a leader. The reason we have leaders in life, on teams, in any group, in politics, in families, the reason why we have leaders, even if the person doesn't have a, they don't necessarily have to have the title of they're the leader or they're the president or they're the CEO, or they're the project manager or whatever it is, they don't necessarily have to have a title. But the reason why every group needs a leader is because we need someone to make the tough decisions. If there's a point where a decision has to be made and there are 12 people in the group, we can't poll all 12 people and then try to find a compromise amongst all 12. It's not going to happen. It's going to take too long, first of all. It probably won't happen at all. And whatever we come to is not going to be the best outcome anyway. We need a leader. The leader can listen to everybody. He can take in what everybody says, but the leader is going to make the final decision. And the reason why we want that is because most people don't like making decisions. This is the reason why most people ain't leaders. Leaders, if you plan on being one, you're listening to this show, I would assume that you plan on being a leader at some point, or maybe you're already a leader right now, or you want to consider yourself a leader. Leaders are people who make decisions. A leader can make decisions and inform people what the decision was after they made it. Okay, look, this is what I decided to do, and this is why I did it. That's what a leader says. A leader says, this is what I decided to do, is already done or already began, and let me tell you why. If they're going to tell you anything, they're just going to tell you why they made the decision. Not, hey, this is a decision that I might make. What do you think? That's not leadership. I'm going to say that again. Telling someone this is the decision I might make, or this is the thing I'm considering, what do you think? I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but that is not leadership. That alone in a vacuum is not leadership. Leadership is, it's done and this is why I did it. Is there anything wrong with telling somebody, hey, I'm thinking about this, or I'm looking at this option and that option, tell me what you think? Of course not. That's a great thing to do too, especially if you're asking someone who knows something, who has some actual useful feedback for you. They can give you something that could actually help you. You can ask them. They can be your consultant, like we talked about in yesterday's episode. But if you're going to lead, the moment that you're leading is the moment where you're saying the decision is made and I'm just informing you what the decision was. And you don't always even have to inform people. Group decisions take too long, people. Group decisions, I don't care if the group is only two people, they take too long because now you got to go back and forth between people's feelings and thoughts, and this person thinks this and this person thinks that, and then try to find a balance between the two, which means nobody's really going to get what they actually wanted anyway. Group decisions don't work. They usually won't be what the group actually needs. It's not going to be what anyone specifically wants. So somebody has to take the lead. And if you're listening to a podcast called Work On Your Game, that's about mental toughness, confidence, discipline, and personal initiative, I'm imploring you to take the lead. No one else is going to take the lead. So somebody, if there's going to be a leader in this group, it can be you. Any group that doesn't have a leader is probably not going to go as far as it could go. It won't be as successful as it could be. And the individual members of that group will not reach the success that they could reach had there been a steady, strong leader in that group. This is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to take the lead and be that leader. Leaders are decision makers. Point number two. And today's topic is to stop asking for permission. This, the people out there in life who are the most willing to get aggressive. Aggressive meaning just becoming more forceful, more direct and going after what you want. People who are most willing to get aggressive are usually the people who get what they want most often. If you look at your at work or on your team or in your family or just your social life in general, you'll notice this. The people who are most willing to get aggressive and going after what they want, those are the people who most often get what they want. And aggressive doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be a jerk to people. It doesn't mean you're out starting fistfights with people. It means you are willing to go a little bit further than the other person in order to get the outcome that you want. You're willing to go a little bit further, go a little bit harder, be a little bit more forceful, a little more direct in getting your way. That's what I mean when I say aggressive. The people who are most willing to be aggressive are the people who get what they want. And often the more aggressive people can sometimes last longer in their industry. They can last longer in their field. They can last longer as a viable option. They can last longer as a competitor. They can last longer in life in general sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. The most people who are most willing to get aggressive. In life, understand this. The strong, whoever the strong people are, those are the people who make the rules. Do you know that? The people who are strongest make the rules. I'm going to dedicate an entire episode to this topic very soon. The strong make the rules. The United States has the strongest military in the world. The United States makes the rules. And in general, the United States is kind of like the world police. If there's some kind of conflict going on in some other country that is not the United States gets involved. And usually whatever side the United States gets involved on usually ends up winning. Not all the time, but usually. Why? Because the United States is the strongest. The strong make the rules. The weak are subject to the rules. And what does this have to do with our point here today about asking permission? People who are strong are the people who are willing to make decisions, take the lead, do what they're going to do, and maybe explain themselves later. Maybe not. Ask for forgiveness later. Maybe not. But they're willing to go take initiative, do what they want to do. We usually know what we want to do very quickly. Now, we may take a long time to actually do it, but we know what we want to do. We make decisions very quickly. If you read the book Blink by Malcolm Gladwell, he talks about this in detail. We know very quickly what decisions we want to make. We know very quickly. Actually, we already make the decision. We know very quickly what we actually want to do, but sometimes it takes us a while to actually get around to doing it. You want to be a leader. You want to be strong, the people who make the rules in life. Start acting on a decision that you know you have already made a long time ago. The quicker you can act on it, the more power you have. The more aggressive you can be in just acting on your decisions instead of thinking about hemming and hawing, looking at all these different options and possibilities and how things can play out. Just do what it is you know you want to do. Okay? Strong make the rules. The weak are subject to the rules. And understand that this does not need to be fair. It doesn't need to be fair. What rules the strong make. The rules that the strong make may favor the strong a lot, very heavily, and very heavily against the weak. Doesn't have to be fair. If you're complaining about fairness, I'm assuming maybe you're still in preschool. I think by first grade, you understand fair is not real. All right, fair is a facade. Okay, fair is something that you are taught in school, maybe at home by your parents or in preschool or something like that, that everything's supposed to be balanced out. That's not the way things work amongst human beings. Now, the universe balances out because we have the law of karma and things like that. But in life, interpersonal relationships, things don't have to be fair. So if you're complaining about things being unfair, that means you're learning more and more about life. That's the way it's going to be. You just got to get that fairness working for you. I talked about this on Instagram in November, so look it up and you'll see it. If you're not following my Instagram, it is at Dre Baldwin. Point number three, today's topic again is stop asking for permission. Ask for forgiveness after you do what you're going to do. Once you make the decision to do what you're going to do, because you're a leader, ask for forgiveness after the fact. And the thing is, this could just be something that you have in the back of your mind. Okay, I'm going to do this. If it goes wrong or someone's upset, I will ask them to forgive me for whatever outcome resulted. But most of the time, you won't even need to ask for forgiveness. Most of the time, you won't even need to ask for forgiveness because most of the time, when you do the thing that you know you wanted to do and you act on it aggressively and decisively, usually you make it go right. Also, when you act aggressively and decisively on a decision that you have already made, you know what other people do? The other people who see you doing this, you know what they do? They go along with it, they follow you, or they get out of your way. Why? Because they're not willing to make a decision, so they will happily follow the person who will. Why? Because they're not willing to make a decision that may put them at any type of risk, even if it's just the risk of ridicule or the risk of being wrong or the risk of trying and failing. They're not willing to take on that risk, so they will gladly get out of your way and let you take on the risk. You won't have to apologize to anybody because you won't owe anyone an apology because everybody else is either standing still or they're following you. So you can keep it in your mind to ask for forgiveness, not ask for permission. I know that's a cliche that people say. Most of the time, you won't have to ask for forgiveness. Just do what you're going to do. If someone asks you why you did it, you can tell them why you did it. Listen, if there was a better option, if there was a better decision to be made, if there was someone else willing to lead at that time, they would have taken action. But since they didn't, you don't need to apologize to anybody. You did what you did. You took the lead. Nobody else took the lead. So that's the situation. That's what we got to deal with. And that's what we'll deal with from this point forward. Let's recap today's topic, which is stop asking permission. Number one, leaders are decision makers. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a leader, you got to start making decisions. And a decision is not a real decision until there is action taken behind it. You can make decisions, inform people what they were. Group decisions take too long. Usually it's not going to be what you want. Too much compromise going on. Too much groupthink. Listen, take the lead. Nobody else is going to take it. So if it doesn't get taken by you, nobody's leading, and that organization is going nowhere. Point number two, people who are most willing to get aggressive, meaning direct, meaning emphatic, meaning moving quickly on what they want, they're usually the people who get what they want in life. They're the people who last longest in life because they're willing to make things the way that they want them to be. Instead of just having to suffer through and endure life, they enjoy life because everything in their life is set up the way they want it to be, or at least a higher percentage of things are set up the way they want them to be because they're willing to be aggressive to have the type of situation, the type of setup, the type of outcomes that they want. Understand that the strong make the rules in life. Strong are the people who are willing to be aggressive, the leaders, the decision makers, the ones who step forward and do what they want to do and not ask permission. The weak are subjected to the rules of the strong. It does not have to be fair. Anyone who told you it's supposed to be fair, listen, tell the preschool teacher to be quiet because the Work on Your Game podcast is on. Point number three, asking for forgiveness, not permission. That can be a mindset you keep in your mind. But the fact is, most of the time, you won't have to ask for forgiveness because there's no one you owe an apology to. I talked about this in the episode on excuses, not making excuses. Again, you can see the full archive of this podcast at dreallday.com/podcast. You don't owe anybody an explanation. You don't owe anybody. You don't have to ask anyone for an. You don't have to offer anyone an apology because there's no one you need to answer to. When you're the leader, you're not answering anybody. You answer to yourself. You're the leader. And what happens usually when you take initiative, make a decision and take action, people will go along with it. They will follow you or they'll get out of your way. Either way, that's the outcome. It's an advantageous outcome for you because you're not asking permission. You decide, you act, and whatever happens, happens. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.